Hi everyone, today is September 3rd, 2023, and this is the Duel Assessment, your podcast for Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Links. My name is Green Ranger. We have a big week this week. We have, leading up to the KC Cup, we have a new mini box, World of Barian, which comes with a new bundle, a new card, Draco, Berserker of the Tenyi. We have new lifetime missions. These are three game-changing missions, which I think will completely shake up the KC Cup. I'll encourage buying of this mini box. Three really powerful skills. And then some stray cards from Duelist Challenges. And also this month's Ranked Duel Rewards and upcoming news. So as a reminder, you can get this podcast anywhere you get your podcast. Search Duel Links Podcast, Duel Assessment Podcast. And all of the old episodes are available on the Archive WordPress site. TheDuelAssessment.wordpress.com. Quickly, my week. I've just been doing this event, I think. And I got like 6 copies of all the cards, so I'm pretty much good to go with this. I just found out of these new lifetime missions. Actually, I was just like, I wrote some of the notes yesterday, and then I went over it again, and I found these new lifetime missions. And these are some game changers, let me tell you. So, I'm actually gonna, like, throughout this episode, I'm actually gonna auto-duel and try to obtain these lifetime missions myself. Because they're pretty exciting stuff. Let's see, Master Duels. Not much going on there. There's a big ban list over there. And there's like a new tryout event and something like that. As always, I've been playing Diablo 4. It's the Mother's Blessing weekend. More XP. And this is going to be the last episode before I go to Singapore. So I'll be gone for a week or so while the KC Cup rages on. So hopefully everyone can get their duels in. But these lifetime missions are pretty exciting, I think. Alright, let's look at some tournaments. I think some of these new decks are going to be in play, I think. I'm not entirely sure of that. But I'm going to try to pull up some tournaments that have happened since these new skills have been released. Let's see if they're out. Start with Grand Harrier's Tournament. Duel Links Grand Prix. Let's see if any of these decks made it. No, these are the old decks. That's fine. Let's go through this. So, Destiny Hero dominated, obviously. I'm like, just looking at the breakdown, if I saw some of the newer decks, I would expect those decks to be in play. But this may have happened before the new decks were released. First place, the kid. 3 effects Vendrid. So Vendrid's a deck you rarely see nowadays, but it's one of the ritual decks that can still have some juice. Well, BLS is now a ritual deck that has some juice, but you know, ritual decks are chronically weak, but we have all these tools available at this point. We have, you know, Manju of the 10,000 Hands. We have Preparation of Rites. Different cards like that. So this deck runs, what, like 7 Ritual Monsters. 3 Revendred Slayer. That's the main card. 1 Revendred Executor. 2 Vendred Battlelord. And 1 Benten. Benten's just good for, you know, like picking up cards. That Cyber Angels thing is getting a good card advantage. 3 Manjus, of course, that's really key for ritual decks. 1 Vendrid Hound Horde, 1 Sturges, 1 Anima, 1 Core. That's kind of like a toolbox situation there. Preparation Rites, 3 Revendrid Origin, 3 Revendrid Evolution. Extra deck, we have Borolo Dragon, Nightmare Unicorn, a Vendrid Savior, Nightmare Cerberus, Vampire Sucker, Nightmare Phoenix, and Wee Witch Apprentice. Second place, Johan, Draw Sense Light, Necroz. So this is another ritual deck. I don't know if they themed it this way on purpose, but let's see. We pack in Manju again, preparation of rites, of course. There's a lot of ritual cards here. Three Necroz of Brionic, two Necroz of Trishula, three Necroz of Colossus, three Necroz of Valkyrius. So different, four different Necroz monsters that you can use here. Three Manjus, of course. Three Shurit, Strategist of the Necroz, who seems to be the guy who's cosplaying all these monsters. Two Kiteroid, three Preparation of Rites, one Mind Control, one Reinforcement of the Army, one Necroz Kaleidoscope, two Necroz Cycle, one Necroz Mirror, and two Ice Dragon's Prison. Top four, Shu Tsukima, Raging Pendulum, Pendulum Magician, Odd Eyes. Nothing crazy here that we haven't seen before. One Odd Eyes Pendulum Dragon, three Oath Dragon, three Wisdom Eye, two Skull Crobat Joker, one Orcus Harpoor, one Tackle Crusader, one Timebreaker, one Noble Dragon, one Kiteroid, one Orcus Symbol Skeleton, three Dragon Pit Magician, one Trance the Magic Swordsman. He's here for level 6, I guess. This deck you could just stuff in any random level 6, that's all I gotta say. Three Summoner's Art, one Pendulum Call, one Orchestrator Return. Level 6, of course, is for Beatrice. And top 4, Hans West, Life Point Boost Alpha, Infinitrax. One, Brutal Dozer. Two, Anchor Drill. Three, Harvester. One Trencher, one Crab Crane, one Tunneler. That's pretty standard without the Drag Shovel. Book of Moon, two Dark Holes, three Heavy Forwards, one Outrigger, one Lost Wind, two Ice Dragon's Prison, two Warning Points, and Bottomless Trap Hole. All right. Next one is Battle Phase 471, and this is a look at the new meta. So what we have here, Destiny Heroes are still the top deck according to the full deck breakdown, but Odd Eyes is here. Odd Eyes being switched up into Magistus, Orcus, and Pure. Tenyi's here, Trickstar, Orcus, and Infinitrax. I guess the Lifetime Mission decks are really more of a either a King of Games situation. I don't know what the what the deal is there. First place, Wosaurus. Holy Angel Trick, Trickstar. So this deck, regular deck here, nothing crazy. Three Korriban, three Candida, two Lycoris, White Princess is a tech card here. Dark Hole, two Dark Hole, one Lightstar Trick Stage. Trickstar Light Stage. Three Trickstar Festival, Lost Wind, Ice Dragon's Prison, Crackdown, and two Needle Ceilings. Second place, Dr. Dinosaurio, Relinquish Puppet, Gimmick Puppets. So this deck is here. Really, they changed the dual skill to allow you to add Dinjursu, which is, enough of a game changer on its own that, Dinjursu can allow a deck like Gimmick Puppets to be decent. Two Terror Baby, three Bisque Doll, one Dreary Doll, three Magnet Doll, one Gear Changer, one Junk Puppet, two Advanced Draw, one Xyz Import, great card, two Barrage Blast, that's pretty standard with this deck, one Book of Moon, two Cosmic Cyclone, one and Econ. Extra deck with two Dinjursu, one Gimmick Puppet of Strings, two Giant Grinder, one Gigantis Doll, and two Gimmick Puppet Chimera Doll. Top four, Twitch Profer with Raging Pendulum, Pendulum Dragon. This is standard deck with some Orcus parts. Odd Eyes, Pendulum Dragon, three Oath Dragon, three Wisdom Eye, two Skullcrawler Joker, one Timebreaker, three Dragon Pit, one Fire Opal Head is a level 6. Orcus components we have. Let's take a Cyber is a level 6 too, I guess. Orcus Harpoor, Tackle Crusader, Orcus Nightmare, Orcus Symbol Skeleton, World Legacy, World Wand, Orchestrator Return, three Summoner's Art, and one Pendulum Call. Top four AB, three effects Orcus. I guess this resembles a pure Orcus deck at this point. Two Apprentice Illusion Magician, three Summoner Monk, two Orcus Harp Horror, one Scrap Recycler, two Orcus Nightmare, Defrag Dragon, Orcus Symbol Skeleton, World Legacy World Wand, two Brass Bombard, one Orchestrated Babel, two Orchestrated Return, three Book of Moon, three Cosmic Cyclone, and three Chalices. All right, so that culminates in the Duelist meta power rankings, as always. Tier 1, we have Destiny Hero at 45, pretty high level at this point. Even though, like, some of the recent top 4s that we saw were not Destiny Heroes, they come up big in representation in general. Second place, Odd Eyes, 34.5. Yeah, we see a lot of that deck still. Tier 2, we have Trickstar at 22.5. Still a very competitive deck. I face Trickstars and Master Duels, and they're pretty annoying. They just burn you continuously, and that's less effective in Duel Links where it's like half burn. Tier 3, we have Rockets at 9, Infinitrax at 8, still hanging around. I think, like, despite me hyping up those three decks, Toons, Utopia, and BLS, I think in the KC Cup, they're going to make a big splash. Like, they're showing up in King of Games decks, and I think people are trying to refine them for the KC Cup. They haven't really shown up yet, but I think they have a lot of potential. Those lifetime missions, they are pretty overpowered, I think. All right, it seems like I picked up Yuma and Astral's skill. I'm kind of giving you a live update of me picking up these skills as they go. So bear with me a moment. I'm going to try to adjust my next one, which is Pegasus. So I'm going to do that as I talk. All right. So what we got here is there's a new set. The new set comes with a new bundle, though. So I would recommend buying this bundle. Primarily, like this set, it's not complete. But it's the first step to Tenyi, and Tenyi is a deck that is still like meta relevant, I think. Like I first saw this deck in Master Duels, they have like a little tutorial, Sword Soul Tenyi or whatever, and it's just a really easy deck to use that's really powerful, I guess. It's rare to have a deck that is so easy to use. You just need access to the good cards, of course, but at the same time, this is like the first step to it, I think. Like, once they release some of the really good synchro monsters, we're going to be in a place where this deck is like tier one. But right now, I think we're getting there. I mean, this is Duel Links, not Master Duels, so it's gonna take some time to get there, but it's possible we may never get there if we want to separate the games, right? So, but anyhow, this new bundle has this one limited one card, and also it gives you like the other it gives you like more packs at a discount, so I would get it. But the one card is Draco Berserker of the Tenyi. This is limited one. Dark level 8, Worm Synchro. Generic requirements, 3000 attack, 0 defense. When your opponent activates a monster effect, quick effect, you can banish it. If this attacking card destroys an effect monster by battle and sends it to the graveyard, this card gains attack equal to the destroyed monster's original attack. Also, it can make a second attack on a monster during this battle phase. All right, so this is pretty OP. It's new top dog of the extra deck. If you can fit in a level 8, this is probably the best level 8 synchro monster. We have Dinjursu at the top rank 8. This is the top level 8 synchro. Quick effect banish whenever they activate a monster effect. This is fine on turn 1. Fine on turn 2. If you're trying to go on the offensive and they try to counter you with a monster effect, you can banish that guy. This can't stop back row, though. That's kind of the weakness of this card. You can't really do anything against the back row. But then, it has some OTK potential. You can attack, like, if your opponent has two monsters in attack mode, they're kind of in trouble. It attacks the first one, gains the attack of the monster, and then can attack again. This would be straight up OP if it can attack life points directly on one monster, because that's pretty much a one turn OTK. But here, you're like attacking two monsters. So if your opponent has two monsters in attack, then you could probably do it fine. Yeah, this without a doubt, this is top tier card. Fit it in the deck if you can. 10Es and Rockets are currently using it. It's definitely good for Rockets because they have a lot of level fours. They can synchro. 10Es are built for this. This is a card of the archetype, even though it's not required, given its generic tuning requirements. It is a worm. It is level 8, I guess, that kind of fits into what the deck does. Rose Dragons are using it too. Basically, any deck that can run a level 8 Synchro Moxer can do this, I think. Metal Foe is using it now too. No, not Metal Foes. That's hopeless there. Yeah, so this is just the OP card. Not much more to say besides that. All right, so now we have a new mini box called World of Barion. As I alluded to, this box has some really good cards leading up to what 10E should look like. So let's go through these mini box. So URs and SRs are the same, one a piece in each deck. All right, so let's start off with number C39, Utopia Ray V. Light, rank 5, Warrior XYZ, 3 level 5 monsters, 2600 attack, 2000 defense. When this card in its owner's possession is destroyed by an opponent's card by battle or card effect, you can target an XYZ monster in your graveyard, return that target to the extra deck. If this card has a Utopia monster as XYZ material, it gains this effect. Once per turn, you can detach an XYZ material from this card, then target one monster your opponent controls, destroy that monster, and if you do, inflict damage to your opponent equal to to half of the monster's destroyed attack. Half of the destroyed monster's attack. All right, so while you can use like a generic rank 5 on this guy, this is pretty much useless as that because you need to use the chaos like XZ summon to make this. So you'll need rank up magic, basically one of those rank up magic cards. So you make like a regular Utopia or one of the rank 4 types of Utopia Ray. And then you can use the rank of magic and make this card. This is a pretty basic control and burn. Target an opponent's monster, destroy it, burn for half. Potential OTK here because this can hit for 2600. So if you destroy like a really big monster, you can kind of set up that OTK. Pretty much like 3000 attack, 2800 attack. You can pretty much get it done at that point. Generally useful play for the extra deck. At this point, it's nothing flashy. Like it's good as it is, if that makes any sense. But the weakness is you're pretty much limited to a Utopia deck, but that's fine. As shown, the dual skill they give you, you're limited to level 4, rank 4 cards. So, yeah, I think this is fine. This is definitely a core card for a Utopia deck. That's being run. It's a pretty good card for what it is. Like, if you could do a chaos summon, and yeah, it's a pretty good card. That's all I really have to say about it. Generic control burn attack card. All right, here's one of the chase cards: 10Y Spirit Ashuna, light level 7 worm, 1600, 2600. If you control no effect monsters, you can special summon this from the hand. If you control a face-up non-effect monster, you can banish this card from the hand or graveyard. Special summon a 10E monster from the deck, except for this one. Also, you can't special summon for the rest of the turn, except for worms. So, basically, it's a free level 7, like, special summon. So, get this on the board. And there's a lot of synergy with, like, non-effect, and they'll do that with the Monk of the 10E. So Monk of the Tenyi is going to be like a non-effect monster that you play. And then you get this guy out. And you could either go into like a Link Summon or Synchro. And this deck pretty much specializes in Synchro. There's an R rarity card called Tenyi Spirit Adhara, which looks a lot like this card, actually. They kind of look very similar. But that's a level 1 tuner. And that card plus this card pretty much make up 8. Yeah, that's a free special summon, too. So, like, Adhara is if you control no effect monster, special summon this. So, actually, that probably would be the normal summon. Because then you would go into... you can't special summon, like, 2 of them in a row. So, you're going to have to make... the Adhara, the normal summon, and the... You would special summon the Ashuna, and then you would normal summon the Adhara, if that makes any sense. Then you go into rank level 8, synchro summon into Draco Berserker of the Tenyi, for example. So, pretty strong ability there. And then there's a secondary ability. If you control a non-effect monster, which is the Monk of the Tenyi, you can banish this card and special summon another one from the deck. So you could special summon, like, Vishuda, for example. So yeah, a lot of flexibility here. Free special summon on level 7, and it fits with the archetype's powerful synchros. Eventually, they'll do level 10, and that can get into bigger possibilities. Alright. BLS, Legendary Swordsman. Earth, level 8. Warrior Ritual, 3,2500. You can ritual summon this card with Chaos Form or Super Soldier Ritual. It must be ritual summoned. During your draw phase, before you draw, you can reveal this card in your hand. Give up your normal draw this turn. And if you do, add a ritual spell from your deck to your hand. Your opponent cannot activate cards or effects during your battle phase. When this attacking card was ritual summoned using a normal monster, and it destroys an opponent's monster by battle, you can shuffle all cards they control into the deck. So, BLS is a lot better with one of the new dual skills, of course, but this card comes with a draw sense. Like, you could draw sense your own ritual spell, I guess, if this is in your hand. So, the main weakness of ritual monsters is you need this ritual spell and ritual monster in your hand and enough monsters to ritual summon, to tribute. This does it by itself. Like, it makes it so that you can do it right away. That's pretty cool, right? Like, the ability to ritual summon and get the materials is pretty big, I think. There's a big flashy ability on this card, though. You can return all of your opponent's cards to the deck. But that's assuming you can get by the back row, I guess, because your opponent can activate cards and effects during your battle phase. Okay, so that's like, you know, negating a battle phase trap. But they can fully stop this card with Book of Moon. You know, anything that can flip it over before you attack. So if you're facing this card, it will be best suited if you would flip it over right when you get it. So, like, it can be stopped, if that makes any sense. So, yes, this is a good card in that you can ritual summon it really easily. It has its own search ability, which is great. But at the same time, I think that you should try to... What's the best word for this? Like, it can be stopped, if that makes any sense. Because all the stuff of bouncing all your cards back, it doesn't really matter. Because you can't even use those battle phase traps anyways, if that makes any sense. And then, like, you know, it does waste, like, materials if they return, like, extra deck monsters and things like that. But it's kind of extra, if that makes any sense. Alright, let's move on to the SRs. This is Generation Force. This is a spell. If you control an Xyz monster, add an Xyz card from your deck to your hand. So this tutors any number of those generic Xyz help cards like Xyz Import, which we just got. That's really the card I'm thinking of. You're not really trying to run Xyz block or anything like that, right? So Xyz Import's a really powerful spell. It works for Xyz decks. I'm seeing it being used in certain decks, like Gimmick Puppets, for example, is using Xyz Import. That's something to think about, but this card, it's just like a one card tutor, if that makes any sense. And I don't know if that's worth running. It's like a dead card if you have, if you already have the Xyz Import in your hand with this card, but otherwise it tutors it. So it's, you could think about it as a package, like a one card package, a two card package, Generation Force and Xyz Import in your deck. That's something you can think about. Castell, the Sky Blaster Musketeer, Wind Rank 4, Winged Beast, Xyz, two level 4 monsters, 2000 attack, 1500 defense. You can detach a material from this card, then target a face-up monster on the field, change it to face-down defense. You can detach two materials from this card, then target one other face-up card on the field, and shuffle it back to the deck. So this is nothing too flashy, but it's a generic rank 4. And it has some useful abilities, kind of like flip down. One material to flip down, so it's Book of Moon. And then two materials to bounce, so Compulsory Evac. It only bounces face up cards, so but it's back to the deck, which is really good removal. Bouncing back to the deck is better than bouncing back to the hand. And you could use it on anything like a really big extra deck monster or like some kind of continuous card, field spell, something really good like that, or like a monster. So this is a useful card. I would run this in a rank four. If you're like constricted to rank four, then this would be a key part of the deck. If you're like getting to choose all your rank fours, this is probably not the best card. I could definitely see some value. Very toolboxy card. Modest attack. But it's not really for attacking, right? It's for removal, it's for control. Flip down a monster that has an effect, for example. Flip down a monster that has low attack. Like let's say well the Draco Berserker is a bad example, but Draco Berserker is a bad example, but it has zero defense. That's kind of my drift here. Like, you can flip down a monster of zero defense and take advantage of it, or you could just bounce a card back, bounce back like a continuous trap or something. This is a very useful card, I think. Comic Hand, equip spell. If you control Toon World, equip to an opponent's monster, take control of it. It is treated as a Toon monster. If your opponent controls no Toon monsters, it can attack your opponent directly. If Toon World is not on the field, destroy this card. So this is a standalone equip spell for Toons that I think is pretty good. Equip spells are hard to run, and they have to be really good to be run, and I think this is it. You steal an opponent's monster for an equip slot, so it's like relinquished right there, and then it can attack directly. So Toons always attack directly, so that's kind of their thing. And you could use this on a really powerful monster and take over it. It's all tied to the Toon World, though, so if they pop Toon World, everything's done. But that's really the appeal of the deck. Like, it's high power, direct attacking, but they're kind of like tied to Toon World. But if you have Toon Kingdom, you can kind of protect your Toon World. So, yeah, this is a key piece for the Toon deck, and it, which gets better with the new dual skill. All right, Monk of the Tenyi. This is a key card. Earth, rank one. I mean, sorry, link one. Worm, one non-link Tenyi monster, 1000 attack, link one. So this is a vanilla link monster, and while this is the most boring card ever, it's a key card in Tenyi because they need things with no effects. So the Ashuna comes if you have no effect monster special summon. Vishuda, no effect monster special summon. If you have Edhara, no effect special summon. So really, this is your first step to your links, and then you can use some effects to bring those guys back, and then you can make link two, right? So really, this is a really powerful card. It enables the Tenyi spirits to activate their other effects, right? So like you can activate their effects if you control a face-up non-effect monster. So it all ties into the Monk of the Tenyi. This card's never really gonna have flash as 1,000 second no effect, but it's going to get things started. It's really the card that makes everything go for the deck, which is cool. Number C106, Giant Red Hand, Earth, rank 5, Rock, 3 level 5 monsters, 2600 attack, 2000 defense. This card has a number as an XYZ material, gains this effect. Once per turn during either player's turn, when a card or effect is activated on the field, detach an XYZ material. If you do, negate the effects of all other face-up cards on the field except for this one until the end of the turn. This is an upgraded version of Giant Hand, and it's a pretty good card. Quick effect, negate all effects, all other effects on the field. Pretty flexible, I think. And you don't have to use Giant Hand. You can just use any number monster. So this does require rank up magic, though. So it's kind of like, it's a very powerful control card. Very powerful. Turn one play. You're not going to run this in rank 5, though. Like, it's strictly like a rank up magic card, which is kind of like limits these cards in themselves. But pretty powerful card. Good for negating field effects and things like that. Shaman of the Tenyi. Fire Worm. Two Worm Monsters. 1600 attack, link 2. You can discard a card, then target a Worm Monster in your graveyard. Special summon it. Also, for the rest of the turn, you can't activate effects of monster special summon from the extra deck except for Tenyi's. When an attack is declared involving your face-up non-effect monster, you can target one card your opponent controls and destroy it. This is the next step up after the monk, so you make link 1, this is link 2, and this is an automatic link 3, because then you could discard a card, target a worm, special summon it, and then you can get into link 3. So, yeah. Link 3, there's Berserker of the Tenyi and Draco Masters of the Tenyi. You have two choices. That's really the whole point of this, is to discard a card and move up to the next link. Alright, another chase card, Tenyi Spirit Vishuddha. This is Dark Level 7, Worms, 1500 to 2500. If you control no effect monsters, you can special summon this card from the hand. If you control a face up non effect monster, you can banish this from the hand or graveyard, then target one card your opponent controls and return to the hand. So this has a more powerful effect than the Ashura. It's still a free level 7 special summon, so it's the same effect where you can get 7 stars right on the board. But it has a really powerful control effect where you can banish it from the hand or graveyard, target one card your opponent controls, and return it to the hand. So it's nice, nice control ability here. This one returns a card to the hand, and then the Vishuddha special summon. So you kind of pick which one you get to use. Really powerful effect. Toon Bookmark, normal spell. Add a Toon World or a card that specifically lists Toon World in its text from your deck to your hand. If a Toon World you control will be destroyed by a card effect, you can banish this from the graveyard instead. So, this is another key component to Toons. Tutor Toon World or anything with it in its text, so you could tutor any card. And this protects your Toon World in the graveyard. That makes you wonder if Cosmic Cyclone will see play, but in itself, Cosmic Cyclone is weak against Toons because they make you lose 1,000 life points, and then you're pretty much prone to getting hit once and losing the game. So it's like a catch-22 with Cosmic Cyclone and Toon World, but Cosmic Cyclone can get around the Toon Bookmark. Toon BLS, Earth Level 8 Warrior Toon, 3,2500. Cannot be normal summoned or set. Must be special summoned from your hand or field by tributing Toon monsters whose total levels equal 8 or more. While you control Toon World and your opponent controls no Toon monsters, can attack directly. If you control Toon World, you can target one card in the field and banish it. But this card can attack. So this card has the flexibility of being a BLS and a Toon. You can attack a You can attack directly for 3,000, or you can just banish a card. So it's nice to have that option. A lot of Toon Monsters can't control it. So this has the ability to banish stuff, banish a back row, and then you can attack with your other guys maybe. So I would say this is a key component to Toons as well. Finally, the Salamander, fire level 4 spellcaster, 1500, 1300. When this is a normal summon, you can target a Utopia monster in your graveyard, special summon it. You can target a number C39 Utopia Ray V. You control equip this monster to that target. Once per turn, while this card is equipped to a monster, you can detach an Xyz material from the equipped monster, negate the equipped monster's effects. And if you do, destroy all monsters on the field. Destroy all monsters your opponent controls. If you do, inflict 500 damage to your opponent for each monster destroyed. So this is one of those like VW equipments for Utopia cards. And this is a really good one. As an explosive ability, you detach, and when it's equipped, you detach material from Utopia, destroy all cards, all monsters your opponent controls, and inflict 500 burn. I would say that makes this good enough to make Utopia competitive. This is kind of like, the Salamander is a game changer. It has tremendous potential to pretty much swing a game right there. Of course, there's another matter of controlling the back row, sure. But I think this is a really good card. As mentioned before, this box has some really notable R cards. And they have these Tenyi cards. Berserker of Tenyi, Draco Masters of Tenyi. Sure. But they do have Tenyi Spirit at Horror, which is a key level 1 tuner. There's some various tune cards here that are useful as well. A lot of these I've never seen before. Yeah, but this box is fully worth buying. Like, Tenyi right now is not even like scratching the surface of what they can do. Like, once they release, like, level 10 stuff, level 10 synchro monsters and stuff like that, I think this has a lot of potential. So I would buy this for those key pieces I mentioned. Alright, next topic are those new lifestyle missions that I've been talking about nonstop. There's three of them, arrived a couple days ago, and they all support the deck, the mini box that we just discussed. So the first one is obtainable with Human Astral, and all you need to do is Xyz summon a rank 4 or higher Xyz monster 2 times in one duel. So I just got this one, and you get Order of Chaos. You can activate the below effects once per turn each. During this duel, you can only special summon Utopia monsters and monsters with a level or rank 4. Reveal one V Salamander in your hand and add a number 39 Utopia from outside your deck to your graveyard. Return two cards to the deck from your hand or monster zone. If there are no monsters on your field, you can normal summon a V Salamander in addition to your normal summon or set during this turn. And the last effect is, if you control number 39 Utopia, set a rank up Magic Limited Baron's Force from your deck or graveyard to the field. This is pretty good. You're limited to your rank 4 place, but that's fine. Like, there's enough cards in Duel Links that you don't need the other cards. So, you know, whatever, right? It's fine. So you could reveal V Salamander. Let's say you're running 3 copies of V Salamander. There's kind of a contingency here. You can add a Utopia from outside your deck to your graveyard to put there. And then you could play the V Salamander, and that brings out Utopia, right? Second effect, return two cards to the deck from your hand or monster zone. It's pretty powerful, but if you have no monsters, you can normal summon a V Salamander in addition to a normal summon. I don't know if this is going to be the most useful effect, but when you play V Salamander, you can get the Utopia back from the graveyard. And then if you control Utopia, set a rank of magic. So you get that rank of magic, and then there you have Utopia Ray V. There it is. So really, it's like, it makes that whole play a lot easier if it wasn't easy enough. I think the hard part was putting Utopia in the graveyard, and this skill straight up does it on its own. So Yeah, there it is. Like you don't need any more encouragement than that. That all you need are kind of like the cards to do it, and then that's it, really. You need the cards to do it, and you're set. You do the first effect. You reveal V-Salamander. You put Utopia in the graveyard, and then you could just play that card yourself. And then you set the rank up magic, and then you have Utopia Wraith V. That's it. Right, next skill is a Pegasus skill. Use Toon World 2 times, and don't be like me throughout this podcast where you have auto dueling with Pegasus and it's a Toon World, because then he'll never play Toon World because it's the field spell's already on the board. So don't be me and auto duel without that skill. Don't auto duel with It's a Toon World because then you won't get it, anyway, this skill is called Toon Invitation. During this duel, you can normal summon or set Toon monsters without tributing. You can only normal or special summon monsters that have zero attack, monsters that your opponent is the original owner of, or Toon monsters. Also, you can activate the following effect during once per turn and twice per duel. Return one card to your hand, one card from your hand to the deck, and add a Toon World from outside your deck. Okay. So this is big because this prevents you from tributing. Like this, you don't have to tribute summon for Toon monsters. That's huge. So you could pretty much just trot out like, oh, here's Toon BOS, here's Toon Dark Magician, here's Toon Dark Magician Girl, here's Toon Summon Skull. Any of your Toon monsters can just be normal summoned without tributing. That's huge. And the fact that they can attack directly and be protected from attacks is really big. Now the issue is you have to kind of like protect your Toon World, because then if you destroy Toon World, those Toons get destroyed. And that's where the Toon Kingdom comes into play, Toon Bookmark. So you're gonna need to run those cards. Toon Bookmark, Toon Kingdom are key. Cosmic Cyclone, like I said, is kind of the X factor, but it kind of puts them in danger from getting attacked directly and losing the game right there. So yeah, Toons are a huge deck now. Boom or bust deck. I don't know if they're gonna be a factor in the KC Cup, but they will result in really fast duels, which makes the appeal kind of swing towards a Toon deck, because in a tournament situation like the KC Cup, you're going to try to turn out as many duels as you can. So Toon decks make for fast duels. And finally, the last one goes with any of the Yugi, so Yami Yugi, Yugi, and Dark Side of Dimensions Yugi. Ritual summon level 8 or higher monsters 2 times. I rated this with Vendreds. This is called the Soul of Light and Darkness. At the beginning of the duel, add a Soul of Light and Darkness. Wait, what the hell? Oh, it's a ritual spell. Add the Soul of Light and Darkness and one Super Soldier ritual to your graveyard. During this duel, you can only special summon Gaia the Fierce Knight monsters, BLS monsters, and monsters without rank or level, so Link monsters. Once per turn, you can activate the following effect while you special summon a BLS. Add a BLS ritual monster. Wait, add a BLS ritual monster when there are no cards of the same name in the graveyard or field, and then add it from the deck to your hand. Then select up to 3 banished cards of yours and return them to the graveyard. After so, this is weird wording, for once per duel only, if there is BLS on your field, set a ritual card. Okay. So how this deck works, how the skill works, is you can add some like ritual spells to the graveyard, okay? And then the main appeal basically is you special summon BLS, you tutor the ritual monster, but then you return 3 banished cards back to the graveyard. That's huge because the Chaos monsters, like Chaos Dragon Levineer or BLS, they can just come out for free with banishing chaos cards from the graveyard to banish. So really it's about refueling the graveyard to allow for special summons on chaos monsters. And then once per duel only, you can get your ritual spell back, sure. My point is, all three of these dual skills are really powerful, and I just obtained them right now while I'm doing this podcast, so it's really doable. Just good to get these lifetime missions. I kind of flubbed it with previous ones. Like we see like three effects, or we see like the Soul Burner one or the Destiny Hero one. They're pretty good, and I never really got any of those like intentionally, but now I intentionally got it. And it's pretty easy to do. So I would, urge you to do that. All right, so last remaining topics we have. Let's close out all this stuff. In the Duelist Challenges, which are those quizzes, there's a new card called Reinforced Troop. Truth. Trap card. Special summon a level 2 or lower warrior monster from your deck. You cannot conduct your battle phase the turn you activate this card. Okay, this is a lot worse than Duel Links because you don't get main phase 2, and kind of the appeal is you attack and then you turn this on in main phase 2. So, there's probably better ways to special summon monsters with archetypal cards, and this is not one of them. It's really all the time this card deserves. And then, ranked duels, we get a new card. It's a pretty sexy card, Courteous, the Triphasic Dealman. Not sexy, but in the terms of like flashy. Dark level 9 Fiend Fusion, a Synchro Monster, an Xyz Monster, and a Link Monster. 3000, 3000. Once while this Fusion Summon card is face up on the field, you can pay life points in multiples of 2000 and apply one of the following effects for every 2000 life points paid. 1. Add a spell or trap from your graveyard to your hand. 2. Destroy 3 cards your opponent controls. And 3. This turn, this card gains attack equal to half the difference of your life point and your opponent's. All your other opponents cannot attack. Okay. So you're probably never going to see this card. Really powerful card with extremely difficult special summoning conditions. You need to fuse a Synchro, Xyz, and Link. Now, one way you can do this is with Super Polymerization, but you're limited to one of those, and you could use your opponent's monster. So as long as you can pull off the two of the three, then you can do it. But kind of the kicker is this card's hard to use in Duel Links without life point gain, because you can only activate one of the effects. If you have life point boost alpha, maybe you could activate two. Really, the main appeal is popping three cards. I guess that's kind of what it does. Yeah, this card's not good. It's much better in Master Duels, for example. But even then, I've never even seen this card before. Because it's kind of hard to do with Synchro, Xyz, and Link, and then you have to run Polymerization to fuse all of them. So yeah, this is a stupid fun card. Never see any play. All right, I think that's it. Upcoming news: KC Cup rages on September 5th to the 17th. I'm going to be gone for part of it, but I'll be back before it ends. Tour guide mission bingo. Quentin retired to the gate. Mid-September, Grandpa arrives. New Solomon skill, the Forbidden Overlord of Yore, the Exodia skill, dual quest. In late September, we will get Seven's World. Massive update incoming. That is it. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. I won't be here next week. Bye.